This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Weeds are a common sight in Kansas in early spring, and with many parts of the state recently receiving a fair amount of rainfall, there's a good possibility that more weed activity may follow. K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan says that spring weed control often includes the lawn, home landscape, and vegetable gardens.
Yeah, as we start to warm up and get more spring rains, oftentimes that means a lot of things are starting to grow and really take off, and that's especially true for some of the weeds or undesirable plants that pop up in our lawns, landscapes, and vegetable gardens.
A lot of times it seems like we see this after a rain, so that's one of those things that kind of feeds the weeds?
Yeah, a lot of the weeds that we're seeing this time of year are what we call cool season weeds. And that means they actually started to grow from seed all the way back last fall. And they sit either as tiny plants or just beginning to grow plants all through the winter months. And so as we start to get warmer temperatures and essentially start to get a lot more moisture that they need to grow, their growth just explodes. And we start to see all kinds of flowers and bloom from those spring weeds as well.
And sometimes we actually don't know that it's necessarily a weed because sometimes it does look like it could be some type of ground cover.
Yeah. Basically, any weed is just going to be a plant that's out of place. So some people may have a higher tolerance for a certain type of plant than others. Some people may have a lower tolerance for that same plant. And so what we consider a weed is going to vary from person to person and situation to situation. It may be a problem up by your front door, but areas in the back of the landscape or the back of the property, that same plant may not be as much of a concern. And so when we're thinking about whether or not to control that weed or that plant, it's always really important to start with proper identification of what that plant is in order to determine what we might need to do about it or maybe not do about it.
That's a good point because we may treat a dandelion different than henbit.
Exactly. And henbit is going to be probably one of the most predominant weeds that people see this time of year. Most people know henbit for its purple flowers that you see in the landscape. If you look up close on henbit, though, it's typically always going to have a square stem, which is unique for a lot of weeds. And when you look at the leaves, they're typically going to be kidney-shaped and attached directly to that square stem.
You mentioned that a lot of this starts in the fall, so if we didn't do anything in the fall, we're going to see them in the spring. What happens in the spring? What can we do at that point?
Yeah, so it's important to realize that with all of these spring weeds, whether it's henbit, whether it's chickweed, even weeds like little barley, all of those weeds are actually going to die out when we get to the summer heat. So the longer and longer we wait to do something about it, it may be better to do nothing at all. Because as we start to get into the summer heat, the heat is going to be the end of the life cycle of these plants, and so they're going to die off and essentially go back to not being there until next fall. So this time of year, waiting out that weed is absolutely an appropriate option for control or dealing with that weed. But we can also always hand pick, and sometimes we can also consider spot treatments of those weeds as necessary as well.
We want to make sure that we're not killing the lawn in the process.
Absolutely. So it's always really important to read the product label of any kind of herbicide that you might look for weed control. More and more, many herbicides have products that will kill weeds or kill plants for many months. And so we want to make sure that the products we choose are safe on the area that we're going to apply it. So it's either labeled for the vegetable garden or labeled for the specific type of turf grass that you have. Then we also want to make sure that we look at the section that's the planting interval, or essentially how long from when that product is applied to when it's safe to replant with either new grass seed, new flowers, whatever the case may be.
If we miss the opportunity to do a pre-emergent this spring, is there anything else we can do?
Yeah, a lot of weeds are able to be controlled with post-emergent products, essentially after that weed starts to grow. There are products that can be used to apply them. I think more importantly for a lot of our spring weeds like the henbit and chickweed, it's important that we mark our calendars for this fall to be able to put down those pre-emergents at the appropriate time to prevent those weeds from coming up and being a problem next spring.
That's K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan with information on early spring weed control. To learn more about using pre- and post-emergent products to control weeds, contact your local county or district extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.